A tender came alongside the shore where they stood. Alex scrambled into the craft eagerly. He was more than ready to climb on board Ursula and explore. Zarya navigated to her seat with help from Hector, and the others arranged themselves around the rest of the boat. Zarya looked at their navigator, who was wearing a large oversized trench coat, and gasped. Her reaction drew Christopher's gaze, and he gasped too. Their navigator was a troll. He looked a lot like Olaf, with the blue-brown scales and slightly webbed hands. He must be a river troll, too, as he lacked the tail and all-over shaggy fur of a mountain troll. What was a river troll doing on the sea? Zarya continued to observe him as he greeted Hector with sheepish good cheer at Hector's profuse thanks. The boys noticed then that the ship hadn't been stolen after all. Christopher complained to her under his breath. He'd been looking forward to a little piracy on the high seas. She ignored him to study the navigator. To Zarya, the troll was shaped rather like a large dollop of cookie dough with two small fangs that dipped below his upper lip, which curled up in a slight smile. His large nose tapered into a sharp tip. But it was his eyes which relaxed Zarya, for they were warm and friendly. Beyond the superficial appearance of skin color and a few other features, this troll looked nothing like Olaf.
"Welcome, welcome,"
the river troll said, shaking his shaggy hair out of his eyes, revealing short horns by his forehead.
"I'm Bjarki. We'll be embarking on my dear Ursula soon."
"She's yours?" Alex asked, then tacked on eagerly, "Tell me about her. How many cabins? How many crew members? How tall is the main mast?" Bjarki grinned in delight as he steered the tender toward his ship.
10 cabins, 40 crew, 40 meters.
"Bjarki," Hector explained, "got out of the river business 200 years ago. He runs Ursula up and down the Scandinavian territories, chartering cruises for humans, trolls, elves, fairies, dwarves, and sometimes a giant or two, if they're young or small. Although he isn't picky, he might help out the less desirables such as hags and banshees."
"My ship, my rules,"
Bjarki said, scratching his rounded belly. "Why did you leave your river?" Zarya asked, curious. She tilted her head to look up at him, shielding her eyes from the sun. Bjarki's face darkened.
"Something unnatural happened. My river shrank, the waters turned gray, and the trees became twisted and dark along its banks. I could feel it begin to affect me, so I left."
"Affect you?"
Gaier questioned.
"Aye," Bjarki said solemnly. "It was like a disease of the mind. I was turning ugly and dark."
Hector listened, his face impassive, but Zarya noticed a tightening at the corners of his eyes. She wondered why Bjarki's story would disquiet him. She turned back to the troll with attentiveness. She wanted to know what Bjarki's story meant.
"Do you mind?"
Christopher piped up, standing in the troll's space. Bjarki jumped and snarled before calming himself.
"Sorry, lad. You scared me."
"Mind what?"
"Your skin. Is it scales?"
Christopher asked bluntly. He was clearly fascinated. Zarya blushed in embarrassment.
"Christopher, you're being rude. You don't just ask somebody if you can touch their skin because it's different from your own."
Bjarki looked at Christopher with amusement.
"Haven't you ever seen a troll before?"
Christopher nodded sheepishly.
"Yeah, but he held me captive. I wasn't too touchy-feely with him."
Bjarki's face blanked. He looked at Hector.
"My cousin, was it?"
Hector nodded briefly and looked to Zarya.
"Olaf is up to no good. I told you how he held a boy captive to get Queen Helena's daughter to complete a quest for him.